Okay, I don't know. Probably like take 90 in the past 4 months. I keep coming back over and over again, seeing if I can do a proper show, and I can't. And it's not even a real show. This is just something to get out of the way. So I guess, I don't know. If anyone is hearing this, that means I uploaded it, and that either means, one, I said screw it and just uploaded it, or two, I liked the way it sounded. Or why not both, you know? But I don't even know. I will say, though, that it was not intentional for me to be away for this long. It just, things started stacking up, and I vanished, but I hope in my ramblings, I hope it finds some sort of linear path for me to ultimately get to what I'm trying to say. And that is, I've been gone for so long because I just needed a break from the internet. Not from my podcast, just from the internet. Being a part of having an internet radio thing. You're always on the internet. You're always seeing things, and you know, it just got draining for me. And you know, a lot of other things happened, moving to Florida, and I actually ended up getting a job. And I loved the job, but I hated the management and other things, and there were so many things that stacked against it that I just wasn't liking, and I don't work there anymore. We kind of went our own way. And good riddance, I'm glad, because there was just a lot, but so I'm still here in Northern Florida, and I don't know. I don't even know where to begin. Last year, my last episode that I did, I was planning on taking just like a month break or something, and then life happened. Really, the hurricane had come, and put a damper there, and then I just got lost in working and doing a list of other things, and it just wasn't the same, really, for me. And I'm not sure why I did what I did, or other than that, I just needed that break. There was just a lot of negativity and politics, this and that, and you know I stay away from that. I'm not a politician. And I don't pretend to look smart for my friends or my family by talking about what I believe the world should, you know, what route the world should go down, or at least the country, or that's not my thing. I'm just an entertainer, or at least I'm trying to be. And that's all that I am. And I kept seeing that crap all in front of me. And I just wasn't a fan of it. And I don't know, I just had to walk away. I had to experience the human element of life. Because ultimately, that's what was missing from me. I stayed home all the time. I kept reading things and I kept doing things. And I always in this virtual space, which did nothing for me in the long run. It was more of a short-term thing that didn't really last long anyway. So now here I am, back, because I think I had my fair share of that human element, and I forgot how terrible people can be. But at the same time, I've had a great time in that realm, because I also met so many great people. And one of the people that I met, he was a really great guy, and his name was Robert Venus. And I guess this is why before I could do any show, I have to tackle this subject, and it's hard for me. It's challenging for me. But I met Robert last year, around the time of the hurricane. And I don't know, I'm just going to come out and say it, just skip to the end. Robert passed away. back in February of 2024. So February of this year at the time of the recording. So just a few months ago, really, he died. And it affected me a lot. More than I thought it would. It didn't affect me in the sense of grieving. I wasn't, you know, in a depressed state. It woke me up to a few things, to a few realities that I needed to be reminded of. A reality that was real for me. I know some people, it may not affect them that way, but for me, for who I am, I needed that. And I don't know. I don't know. He was from Canada. I guess I'll start off there. He was from Canada. And then he moved to the States when he was young. When he was young, he had a sister named Helen. And she had passed away. And me and Robert's friendship started off very standard, I guess. It was the cordial speaking. I'd say hi to him, he'd say hi to me. He ended up moving into the apartment that I was at. So he was my neighbor. He lived two doors down from me. And he saw me going to my car one day. I say it was an apartment. It was a motel converted into apartments. It was not the most wealthy area, but it was all that I could get at the time on such short notice. And it was kind of a sweet deal. It was a studio. And it virtually had no fees on anything. So I could have all the animals with no extra fees, no nothing. It was tremendous, really. And he saw me go to my car. And he liked my car. And it's just a Subaru Forester, 2007. So, you know, it's nothing crazy, but he liked it. And we started talking, and I don't know. I guess I wore something cool, or I don't know what it was. But he just looked at me, and he said, "Wow, you're really cool." And Robert had this, like, drawl. Because he smoked a lot, and it affected his voice. He didn't say that he had any throat cancer, but I'm sure he had some sort of damage from all the smoking that he did. So he would kind of talk and so he's like, "Wow, you're really cool," and I said, "No, I'm far from cool, man. You're cool." And I guess that kind of hit it off. And I noticed immediately that he didn't have anybody living with him or anything. It was just him. And so I would offer things, food, if he wanted to hang out. I don't know. And we kept it very minimal, very just normal, very kosher. One night I was on the phone, I was talking to a friend of mine who's still living back in Utah, and I just got off the phone with him, and I was walking back to my apartment door, and I guess Robert saw me on the phone, pacing outside, walking back and forth, and when I was about to reach my door, he called me over. I didn't see him, and he scared the dickens out of me, but, you know, I jumped, and I looked at him and I said, "Oh my gosh, Robert, you scared the crap out of me." He laughed and we talked, and he asked me who I was talking to. I said it was a friend, and he just looked lonely. So I looked at him and I said, "You want me to join you?" And he doesn't say anything. He just looks at the chair right next to him and then he pats it down, which is his way of saying yeah. So I obliged and I walked over and I sat down and we started talking, and it's weird because even though I said that he has a weird way of talking, after a while you kind of just understand him and you don't even notice it, you know. And we were just talking and we were doing our normal chit chatter, and I forgot what we were talking about, but he, at one point, it led to the point that he asked me, he says, "So what do you want to do with your life?" I said, I don't really know. And then I told him, I like the art of talk, speaking. Even though I'm not so good at it, I like it. I have a passion for it. And I hope that I could find a way to use my voice to talk and just communicate. And hopefully that can get me somewhere. It'd be really cool if I could have like a career in like radio or something. And he looked at me and he, oh, and then I also said, and I would love to use that so I can travel. And he looked at me, and there was no dramatic pauses or anything. He just went for it. But he looked at me, and he says, "You know, I envy you." And he said it just like that. You know, "I envy you." And I don't know. I've never heard that ever in my life. I never heard anyone being envious of me. So I was stunned, and I asked him. I said, "Why?" And he goes, "Because you can do whatever you want." And I said, "No, that's not true." I said, "There's a bunch of things I'm terrible at. I can't do everything." And he says, No, I don't mean like that. What I mean is you are able to find something that you like. And once you find it, you're able to do it." And I don't know what to say. You know, he's 76 years old at the time. And I thought, oh my goodness, like, it's weird. I don't know if you've ever had these moments, but you start thinking so much and it feels like you've been thinking for 12 minutes and really it's only been 2 seconds. And that was me in this whole time, in these 5 second pauses that I was doing. I was just thinking so much, and one of the thoughts that I had was, you know, he's an older man and he's envious, like, I hope he doesn't regret life, you know, because that's one of my biggest fears, is being old and just looking back at everything and going, what have I done? And I guess with him, I don't know, I still don't know if that's how he felt. And I never will. But at that time when he was saying all this, I was so shocked. And I didn't know what to say, so I was trying to be really positive. And I said, "Oh, Robert, I'm sure that you've done a lot." And he's like, "Yeah, I have. But I didn't use my time as I should have." And then he told me how he wishes that he was young again and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And he just told me, he said, "What I don't want for you is for you to be my age, 76 years old, living alone in a place like this." I barely knew the guy. You know, I knew him, but I barely knew him. And it was so unique to feel feel like I was cared for by somebody who, once again, that I barely knew. And it felt so good to have that human on human, that conversation from lips to ears. In the flesh. There's something so unique about it. And I cherished it. And I still do even now to this day. But there was just so many things. And I thought, you know, this is what life is. Meeting people like this. Speaking to them. And having a good time with it. And as much as I liked the job, I also began to hate it because it was getting in the way of my life. But, you know, you need to work. You need to do things. And I don't. Oh, man. It's such a weird melting zone of just thought. But ultimately, I kept seeing him around. Our friendship grew more and more and more. And he would tell me stories about his sister Helen. And he confided in me. And I'm sure he doesn't care now. Especially now that he's gone. But he confided in me that he went to Vietnam for the purpose of dying. So he could be with his sister Helen. And he told me that he never forgot about her. She died when he was about 5 years old, maybe younger. And he still remembers her. He still remembered her face. And he said, for as many years as he was alive, since the day that she died, he's always felt like she was there. And I say this because I think right now I'm in this zone of solace where it's nice. It's a nice thought to have that maybe they're catching up on 71 years of conversation. And that brings me joy. Because all he did was want to see her. And I guess I'm just throwing this out into the universe. That I'm so grateful to have known Robert. And that I'm so grateful for him for giving me that motivation or that drive to go back to the real world. I know that technology is nice and all. I mean, it allows for things like this, for this to exist. But we weren't meant for stuff like this, for it to take over our lives completely. I just don't think that we were. As much as people hate outdoors or this, I mean, I feel like it's in our DNA to hug a tree or lay in the grass or hug another human being to feel that emotion. And he gave me that. And I have a bunch of stories and I might share them in the future. But for now, out of respect for him and myself, I'm going to keep that one. Or I'm going to keep those for now. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, and this is my homage to him, this whole episode, if that's what you want to call it, this whole thing to him is for that. It is to get it out there. Hopefully he can hear me and I could just say, hey, thank you for everything that you've done for me. I miss you a lot. And I'm so happy to have met you because you've shown me what it was to be human again, to get away from this weird grip of technology and to just exist in the real world. And I'm so grateful for it, and I'm grateful for you, Robert. Thank you. As far as everything else goes, I'm back. I don't know if it's going to be weekly, but I'm back. I'm back. I one of the reasons why I guess I kind of disappeared was because I panicked and I thought to myself, oh man, every week I have to upload, and I kept stressing about it, and I didn't like that feeling. And now that I look back at it, it just didn't sit well. If I do start uploading every week, great. I'm just going to go at my own pace that I feel like I should be going down, and I will do what I can, but I'm not going to vanish again. I'm sticking to it. I had to get myself together and I had to feel and exist. So, I'm going to end it here because since this isn't really a whole video, show. I don't want anyone who even listens, I don't know, but I just didn't want you to listen to a whole hour of just me rambling about me and my conversations with an old man. As much as I love him, I just don't know if that'll be entertaining. I highly doubt that this is even entertaining. But I just had to get that out there for my own personal gratification. So, thank you for listening. If you made it this far, I'm back. And I hope that you can enjoy what's coming. So, thank you so much. And until next time.